But you still have this outer suburban pattern of Republican voting. You don't have that in the Bay Area at all. You used to, but it's gone now. And it's interesting, it's sort of thing. What other major cities do you not have affluent suburbs that are still voting for the Republican Party? It would be Boston, Seattle, and San Francisco really are the only ones that I can think of. Even in New York, as we'll see later on, a lot of the wealthy suburban counties are Republican voting, or they were in 2004. We'll see what 2008 brings. I think there'll be some differences. As far as some rural counties, I talked about Mono County and Alpine, very, very tiny populations, people who've moved there for the natural amenities. That's pretty easy to explain. What maybe are more interesting are Humboldt County and Mendocino County over here, which are medium to light population density, outside really of the metropolitan area of the Bay Area. Counties that have a lot of loggers, and in many, many places where we have lots of highly timber-dependent counties, we've seen a switch to the Republicans because of environmental issues. But you have other things going on in Mendocino and Humboldt counties. You've had a lot of people who left the Bay Area back in the late 60s and 70s. So you find a lot of elderly hippies and not so elderly hippies. You end up with a very interesting sort of left libertarian political culture.